Looks good, looks good. Yeah, TJ and Josh are had a good day yesterday. Going through rehab today and just doing all the light work. As far as what they're going to do tomorrow, I mean, it'll probably next to nothing. You know, I want to make sure the younger players get the reps.
Mike, I think where you guys are right now are among the fewest penalized teams in the league. I know you mentioned after New Orleans, that was a pretty big emphasis for you guys. How important is that differential in that side of things for you?
Well, I mean, you talk about team identity, and you know, one of our points of emphasis, obviously, being a disciplined football team, and the league has put a major emphasis on hand placement, and you know, I think our guys are doing a good job of working the fundamentals during the week, and it's showing up on Sunday. So we need to continue, you know, down this path of being smart, being decisive, and you know, and really focus on the fundamentals. Because I mean, you look at the penalties each and every week, and you know, you have your pre-snap penalties, which are, you know, obviously there's no excuse for that, but the combative penalties are, you know, 80-90% are, you know, has to do with hand placement.
Mike, do you have any better feel long term for Brandon Bostic? Is this just a week to week thing, or could be a little while?
You know, I think his work Tuesday will probably be the biggest indicator. Yeah, it's not a long term. It's not a big injury.
Maybe this is an unanswerable question, but you're about 11 weeks into this practice schedule. Do you think that's showing up on the injury report?
Let's talk about that after the season. Yeah, I mean, because I don't want to jinx it. I mean, the numbers are good.
Do you think, you know, I think it was Julius thought that maybe you guys get a better practice on Thursday. I mean, better practice is on Wednesday and Thursday. When did you have Friday off? Have you seen that?
I mean, you know, really, every year is different. I mean, because your football team's different. You know, and I look at really, you know, my time here, we've probably been through probably three generations of practice schedules, you know. You know, the first couple of years, you know, the amount of time that we were on the field was obviously extremely higher than it is now. And then we made adjustments, which I thought were favorable. But you know, there's always that focus on, you know, where's the line at? Because, you know, we're a young football team, and we'll be every year. So, and that's where you try to get the balance. So our new facilities have played a huge part, probably the biggest part in the change. So we're just able to do things now because of our facilities that we weren't able to do in the past.